For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who faced criticism over his department's response to the deadly Parkland, Florida school shooting last year, was officially suspended by new Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday.
The massacre might never have happened had Broward had better leadership in the Sheriff's Department. The Parkland families, the people of Broward, and the broader Florida community want accountability, but I think just as important or more important, they want the problems fixed going forward.
Israel says there was no wrongdoing on his part last year.
The governor promised as a candidate, well before he had any facts of the investigation, well before the commission even began their work, that he would remove me from office. He merely fulfilled a campaign promise. This was about politics, not about Parkland.
17 people were killed in that shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The suspect was identified as Nicholas Cruz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A major winter storm has developed in the central U.S. and is set to make its way east Saturday, targeting more of the Midwest, the Ohio River Valley, and eventually the East Coast. Police have released the driver of a double-decker bus that crashed into a transit shelter in Ottawa and left 3 people dead and 23 more injured, pending further investigation. Ottawa Police Chief Charles Bordolo tells CTV.
As you can imagine, this is a very chaotic scene. Emergency responders were able to take control and assist those injured. An investigation is now underway on the cause of the collision.
Officials say two of the dead were passengers on the bus and the third was on the platform at Westboro Station. The federal government is in day 22 of a partial government shutdown, becoming the longest closure in U.S. history, and President Donald Trump now backing away from issuing an emergency declaration to come up with money for a border wall.
It's an easy way out. I'd rather not do it because this is something that Congress should easily do.
Congress home now for the weekend with no negotiations scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
More now from USA's Wendy King on that young Wisconsin teenager who escaped after being held prisoner for 3 months.
21-year-old Jake Patterson is facing murder and kidnapping charges after a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl went missing back in October. After her parents were murdered, she managed to escape on Thursday. Jamie Kloss was then reunited with her family.
She is doing as well as circumstances allow.
Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said they still have a lot of detective work to do.
I know all of you are searching for the answer to why any of this happened. Believe me, so are we.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not back yet at the Supreme Court after surgery to remove cancer from her lung. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has more on that story.
Liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will miss oral arguments on the high court for a second week in a row, but no further cancer treatments are planned at this time. Ginsburg had an operation on December 21st at Sloan Kettering in New York City to remove 2 cancerous growths from her left lung. It's been 3 weeks since surgery. Ginsburg, the court's oldest justice, turns 86 years old in March.
A powerful blast caused by a gas leak at a Paris bakery Saturday killed at least 4 people and injured at least 47, sparking an all-out emergency response and evacuation of residents. At least 2 of the dead are firefighters. The explosion and fire blasted out the windows, even overturned cars. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.